our next guest is someone who I feel like we've sort of signed twice in two seasons. The latest being his return in January. What impact he's making. So please welcome Jeff King, everyone. So, because the other fella didn't play... I wanted to sort of talk a little bit about your career before you got to York. Obviously, you played some games for York, but I thought it was quite interesting sort of reading up on your career. Started your pro career at Bolton Wanderers, had a very good professional debut away at West Ham, I believe, at London Stadium. That must have been some memories.
Yeah, so to be fair, the story of getting to Bolton Wanderers was quite strange. I was playing Sunday League at Liverpool, and there was a gentleman you probably know really well, who's called Tony Kelly. He was just there as a watcher spectator, and he said he was going to give me a trial at Bolton, which I didn't believe. And within 7 days, I was at the training ground training with the first team. And 12 months later, I was making my debut at the Olympic Stadium and sharing a pitch with players like Mark Noble and many more.
Yeah, Arnautovic scored two, didn't he? I think that night, and I think they paid £25 million for him. So that's mad that you've gone from Sunday League to that in a year, isn't it?
Yeah, it was crazy. But I wouldn't change the way I've come through the game. People have their own route, and that was mine. I think that keeps me hungry, because I had 4 or 5 years of working, and I've done a little bit of coaching in schools. I work with my dad, I've done scaffolding. It keeps me hungry all the time, and then moments are special.
Yeah, and you sort of started off, I think, as an attacking midfielder, a bit of a winger, and then I think you went on loan to FC United, wasn't it? And got 4 goals in 5 games, so you know, you were sort of flying sort of early on in your career then.
Yeah, when I was at Bolton, I actually got sent off for the under-23s, which ruled me out of all professional competitive football. And like I said, with my hunger, I actually approached Bolton's first team manager and said, can I go on loan? He said, you can't. I said, I'll go to non-league, send me anyway. He sent me to FC United. And again, that was another learning curve to, you know, get me used to the pyramid and get me used to playing the game. And that's just been so vital, I think, for myself to sort of try all the different levels. And lucky enough, I've obviously found my level and played a lot of games at National League.
Yeah, and you got a hat-trick, I think, against Bradford Park Avenue, is that right?
Yeah, three set pieces it was, if you like, two pens and a free kick.
Yeah, and I was going to come up with set pieces later. Is that something that's always kind of been in your locker, or is that something you work on after training?
Yeah, as a kid, playing on the field with my brothers and with my friends, it was always trying to replicate certain players of how they take a free kick and, you know, the dream and what they do and how they do it. And yeah, just something that I felt I've had in my game, and I feel like I can influence the team, if you like, and have a positive impact. And like I said, if there's someone better than me in the team who can do that, they're all better. I've got no issues with that, but I do feel they're called upon. It's something I want to, you know, take.
Yeah, and you went up to Scotland and played in the SPL for St Mirren, but I think it was Alan Stubbs that signed you, but then he got sacked sort of quickly afterwards, and then you were kind of left in limbo a little bit there. Was that, do you look back on that as a regret, or do you see that as a bit of a character building sort of move in your career?
No, it was, you know, it was a great move. I was, like I said, I played a couple of times for Bolton in the Championship. I'd had a few bench appearances, and to go to the Scottish Premiership, you know, I was going to play in Celtic, Rangers, Aberdeen, Hearts, all these teams. It was like, wow. And then Alan Stubbs rang me. I was on holiday in New York. He rang me. I was speaking to an Everton legend, obviously, and people who don't know me, I'm a massive Everton fan. So I was like, that was it, sold straight away. Didn't last very long, because he got sacked so quickly, and you know, football can be cutthroat. A new manager come in, didn't even give me an opportunity, and as well as father the lads, and said, you'll never play for me, you're not my signing.
Do you call him the other fella as well, is it?
He was actually alright.
Oh, right. The alright fella.
he was honest with me and just said, look, you're not going to play for me, you're not my signing, I'm going to bring my own lads in. You know, I end up that in the January time, I got paid up and probably had a 4 or 5 month spell where I didn't sign for no one, but I'd done a lot of training with Accrington Stanley and Morecambe when Jim Bentley was in charge on his first spell, which kept me taking over. But I would never change that, because the experience I had, and I was down in the dumps. You know, I learnt a lot, and it's helped me further.
So you're young and a long way from home, is that like you at that point?
Yeah, I was a long way from home, and I didn't, you know, it's not, when you're not playing, there's no need for your family really to come up, you know, because they're not coming to watch you or not getting really any enjoyment apart from, you know, maybe going for a couple of meals and a few pints and do that at home. So there's no point in them really coming up. So I sort of just used that time to train really hard and get myself as best condition I could for the following season coming up.
Yeah, and that performance was with Halifax, wasn't it? You had a really good spell with them. That first year, played 4-1 in the playoffs. And do you remember the crowd for that night?
None.
Yeah, zero. And I was going to ask you, what we all know kind of what it was like watching a team in COVID, but what was it like playing, particularly like a game like that where there's a lot on the line? What was it like playing a playoff match?
Really strange in terms of we had a long time off before it. I can't remember exactly, but we had a really long time, and Pete Wilde was my manager at the time, and Chris Millington, obviously the Solihull manager, was my assistant, and they were always on to us about, you know, we had a training programme, you've got to keep fit, and a lot of the lads were in the group saying, we're never coming back for the end of this season, and so it got sprung upon us, and yeah, we turned up to Bournemouth, and obviously at a place like Bournemouth, and this isn't a slant at Bournemouth, there's not a massive atmosphere there as it is. So it was really strange. Something they were probably a little bit more used to than us, because Halifax actually had good crowds that year, if I remember rightly. But they had a really good team. Bournemouth, and on the day they deserved to go through, but it was not a nice atmosphere to be playing there. The player, it just didn't feel real.
No, and your second season was, you know, really impressive. Stats, 7 goals. I think you got Player of the Year. You're in the Team of the Year as well. I know it's a team game, but that must please you, those sort of personal accolades.
Yeah, definitely. That you know, all of your goals, your personal goals, what you want to achieve throughout the season, and obviously being Team of the Year is really good recognition, because I think that's selected by opposition managers and staff, so that tells you that you're doing something right if people in the league are picking you to be the best player in that position. But the main thing, obviously, every club I've ever signed for is I want to get a promotion with that team, and it wasn't to be with Halifax, but I had a really good spell, and you know, I was really grateful for it.
Yeah, that got you moved to Chesterfield in 2021, and what a great time to join them. You won 2-1 at Halifax in the playoffs at the following year. I just wondered, did you celebrate when you scored?
Yeah, I did. you know, I had a good connection with Halifax, and I had a really good time, but as soon as I come out the tunnel, my name was called and I got booed. Things got changed. I was a different animal, you know. Yeah. when I scored, it meant a lot to me. And also, it was a really important game going into that playoff spell. We were probably the least informed team. I've been at Chesterfield. We were massive underdogs. I think Halifax that year might have finished. Finished fourth, did they? I think they just missed out on just getting in the semi final. They were really strong, and we had no chance in some people's eyes. So yeah, I went crazy.
Your second season, playoffs again, but you lost on penalties in the final at Wembley, so is that the worst way to lose, at the worst place to kind of lose it?
It's football, it's going to happen, you're going to have ups and downs. Played 120 minutes at Wembley in front of a really good crowd, and my penalty wasn't successful. I was one of the players to miss the penalty.
So I'm not going to mention that.
There's no problems with that, I don't mind talking about it. There was younger players on that pitch on the day, if I remember, and I was one of the older heads, and there was not a chance. I was letting a young kid put his name forward before me. I had to take the weight on my shoulders. I didn't score my penalty. Notts County deserved to go up anyway. On the day, we were really good, but throughout the season, they were outstanding.
They got a lot of points.
They missed out by a few points to Wrexham, who were obviously unbelievable that year as well. Like I said, that's one of them moments where I look back, no regrets. I played 120 minutes at Wembley. There's Premier League players who will never play at Wembley. Crazy, you know, the amount of people you'll ask who've played at a much higher level than me, never played at Wembley, and you know, it's something that I'm so happy I achieved, and my family was there watching, and it wasn't to be, but I tell you what, at the end of the game, we knew we were going to win the league the next year.
Yeah, that was my next question, actually, but you kind of used that as a bit of a catalyst, didn't you, as a team, so that's kind of almost what York are trying to do this year, sort of take that hurt from last season and turn it into something positive. So, obviously you won the league, and then after you won the league, you were celebrating for a week of a played at the LNER, and we won 2-1.
To be fair, you know what, we had a good few days after, obviously, we'd won it. But we under Paul Cook, he's obviously an experienced manager, and yeah, he weren't letting us go into that game as if it was a joke and a laugh. We had a goal to get 100 points and 100 goals scored. That was what he always said to us. So when the league was won, you know, we still stuck at that, and we tried to get it. We still was enjoying ourselves, but I think on the day it was a bank holiday. It was really bad weather.
You had the whole stand.
And if I remember rightly, we started the game well, because when I speak to a few of the lads now, we were here, they said to us, like, we thought you were going to come and just roll over, and we actually started well, so now that was not an on us, you know, taking our foot off the gas. We just got beat on the day, but we did obviously have a good celebration as much as we could.
I'm sure you did, yeah. Well deserved after 3 years of trying. Short spell at Swindon Town, then to York. You know, we saw flashes of your ability last season, but it must have been a real frustrating time for you. I was thinking particularly the Oldham game where we had no defenders on the bench, but we played Ty Sinclair at sort of wing back. How difficult was that spell? You don't have to go into the details about the other fella, but what how do you feel kind of looking back on that? Were you using that as a catalyst this season?
Yeah, I always back myself. Obviously, I had a really tough time, family and stuff, in the last probably 18 months, which didn't help the situation. But I'd like to say I'm a model pro. I try and do everything as best as I can, and even when I wasn't playing, I was trying to look after myself and, you know, be in the gym, do extra running, do extra work as much as I could for whenever I was called upon. And sometimes your face doesn't fit, and it just didn't. I always back myself to come back in the summer if given the opportunity and get in the team, but obviously he was still in charge, and that wasn't to be. So I always felt if I go on loan and keep myself ready, if called upon, I can come back and prove myself and give the best version of me to everyone watching.
So that loan was almost a necessity once you realised that Adam was still there in the summer. Why Boreham Wood? Was there other teams interested, or was it just?
Yeah, I had a couple of teams, but probably I had a scouse friend who was at Boreham Wood, one of my close friends. I've always liked Boreham Wood as a club. I just feel like it's really family run, and they've got a really good close knit bond, and I heard really good things. And I like Luke Garrard. I've always watched his interviews and always watch what he does and how he says stuff and approaches things. And I just thought I'd take myself out of my comfort zone for a few months and just see, you know, if it might be something that could work out. And thank God I've done it. It was the best decision I made. And I said in my interview on the weekend, BBC Radio Yorkshire, so I said about, you know, how grateful I am for Boreham Wood, because they've had a special spell in what I've done, getting myself back to my best, but also finding happiness and confidence. And confidence for footballers is the biggest thing, in my opinion. Yeah. If you haven't got it, it's really hard to find, and you can lose it really, really quickly. So I knew if I go there, do well, and I'm called upon, and yeah, lucky enough, I've managed to come back and cement myself in the team.
And Boreham Wood as well, I think they were 250-1 before a ball was kicked. So to kind of be up there, it's been a hell of an achievement, hasn't it, for them? Even if they fall away in the second half of the season, they've done really well, haven't they? It's been nice to be part of that, kind of proving doubters wrong.
Yeah, because when I signed, there was, you know, you see stuff on social media that they're one of the favourites to go down. But they've recruited really well. They've got a really good recruitment team, really good manager, trying to do the right things, and I felt I could be part of something special there, even if it was only till January. And when I left on my last game, the 30th of December, we were actually top of the league. No one could believe it. And obviously, I didn't want that to continue because I was coming back to York. But I always felt if I'd done my part, I can, you know, us go on and win the league, I hope Boreham will go and win the playoffs, because I've been part of that as well, and they're a special club.
Yeah, I think they were quite keen to keep you, weren't they? Were you always going to come back to York? Was that always the plan?
That was the plan. I always felt I could play my part in York's team and cement hopefully a bit of history. And if I was needed, I was ready. That was the main thing, to be going to Boreham Wood and playing games and coming back. But I'll be honest with you, at the time, I didn't realise I'd enjoy Boreham Wood as much as I did. So when I was called back, it was quite emotional in some ways, but I was also really happy to be coming back to York, because the way the club's going and I can see the way things are getting ran, and Matt and Julianne, the way they do things, and everyone's on board, and, you know, I want to be part of that.
Yeah, and I suppose you're doing all the extra running, like you said before last season. Nothing beats playing matches, does it? So you've sort of come back match fit, haven't you? Hungry and kind of confident as well, like you said.
Yeah, I was ready. I think I played about 20 odd games back to back for Boreham Wood, and I think once I come back here, I had to do two appearances off the bench, and then I managed to get in the team for the last three games. And, you know, long may I continue, but the competition in our squad is ridiculously good, so I've got to be at the top of my game all the time.
Yeah, and you've got up from this division before, so how confident are you that York can kind of emulate what Chesterfield did?
Yeah, we've definitely got the players, definitely got the personalities, definitely got the the right man in charge, in my opinion. But there's also good teams. Rochdale are good. There's a long way to go, and I've said it on other interviews. Pressure comes for everybody, whether you're at the bottom of the table or at the top of the table. You're fighting for the playoffs. There's some type of pressure, and whoever can hold it the most, because the big games, in my opinion, take care of themselves. It's them little games. When you're going to, no disrespect, I don't know, throw it all away, they're fighting for their lives. They're players who want to stay in this league, and I think we have got, if you look at our squad, a lot of players who've been there, done it. It definitely does help when it comes to the back end.
That might be the big difference.
Yeah.
And a lot of fans sort of watch the Rochdale games now. Are you as players like that? I didn't know whether you watched it, because it was against Borehamwood. Do you watch the games?
Yeah, I watch. I'll try and watch as many games as I can, to be honest, regardless whether it's Rochdale or it's Braintree. Doesn't really affect me. I enjoy just watching football, and so I was looking at the level and different players, and I'm sure a lot of our lads do. You are watching on, but yeah, the Borehamwood obviously was, because I knew all the lads there and stuff, and I am sort of thinking you can't upset Rochdale on the night, but Rochdale were really good, and fair play to them. They're going strong, and they're going to be hard to knock.
Yeah, well, I do get knocked. Jeff King, everyone, thank you very much.